One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Football, fighting, and full on nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast. Made in Manchester.
I said, just as we was getting going, I said to Ben, the audio, turn it up, it's up, mate, you ain't getting no more up than that, really. I said to Ben, just before we go, the cable that's holding this microphone in is...
dog shit.
Yeah, shit, it's really loose, so I think that's probably been causing some of the issues that we've been having. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, as usual, on Thursday night. If you're listening to us on iTunes, can you drop us, a cheeky... review on there, because a review helps it get found. I'm just going to read out some of the reviews that we've had on iTunes. So if you've left us a review, I'll give you a shout out. Where's my podcast? It's not that one. It's that one. That's not where you find it, actually. I have to find it there. So go to Finger, search Housen. You will find it, because there's not really any other fucker called Housen that's got a podcast. 9 reviews, all 5 star. Let's have a look at the reviews. Someone says Mint, and that was April 2016. June 2016, just 5 stars, good. September, love the passion for United and Ramblings, and must watch for the Red Devils. The recent ones, 21st of March, when was that? 2 days ago, yesterday. No. That was from Fatman 2016, quality podcast, great range of topics, from UFC to moon landings, something for everyone. On the 10th of March, Colossus 47, if you're a fan of football, UFC, Man United, Joe Rogan, and conspiracies, this is the podcast for you. So thank you, motherfuckers, for dropping some... reviews there for us on iTunes. You can find this on iTunes. It's on Castbox if you're one of them Android weirdos. We are live on YouTube at 9-ish every Thursday. Unless there's a Joe Dawson says he wrote one. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. So yeah, you can fucking find us on here on Thursdays if you like. And also, I've just switched up what was the MUFC latest Facebook page. 318,000 motherfuckers like it. It's now been changed into the Stephen Housen Podcast. We will be going live on there as well, but I've just not had time today to get it sorted. I've been all over the place. Just been off... what's its fucking face? XS Manchester. Had a pretty decent chat there. Chatting shit about international football. Chatting shit about...
How can you find that much time to talk about it? I can't even be asked listening to Talk Sport, mate.
It's like fucking... I threw out on Twitter, like, I wasn't joking when I said... there's some new Dave Chappelle shit just dropped on Netflix if everyone wants to tune in. It's really good.
I watched Flash last night.
Flash?
Oh my days.
As in Flash Gordon?
As in, like, yeah, Barry Allen, Flash. Fastest man alive.
Oh, no, that's that Zoom Zoom guy, innit? Not...
Yeah, not Flash. Not out.
How's it go?
You know, I'm not getting into the singing. That's exactly what they were doing on Flash last night. Because these motherfuckers, they're out of Glee. So there's a crossover episode with Supergirl. If anyone watches it, but anyway, I was like, what the fuck? This is the most cheesiest shit I've ever seen. They basically were trapped in a musical and they just sang all the way through, so all I did was skip it. It probably would have been better.
Hang on. You was watching this on your own?
No, with my missus. Oh, right,
okay.
Fucking hell. Well, even if I was, what's the problem? You got a problem with musicals?
Yeah.
What, even like Team America?
Do you know what? I obviously got nothing against gay people. But sometimes a song comes on and you don't turn it off and you go, it's a really gay song, that, isn't it? Really gay song. And not only that, when you sing it with all your heart, then you know,
how often
don't you?
Do you do that?
Well, daily.
I do, mate. I know
a song that... I'll show you my history. I ain't playing. There's a song that's definitely fucking... It's on the list anyway for... you might be in a different club. That's...
Spice Girls.
Who do you think you are by the Spice Girls?
You've got the Spice Girls Greatest Hits there.
I ain't downloaded it, look.
Yeah, but you still play it.
No, it's on. I searched for that shit.
To be fair, when the Spice Girls first come out, mate, I was
11.
That was, yeah, exactly. It was dial-up internet days. And you're thinking, Ross, all these apart from Sporty Spice.
Yeah, she's definitely a baghead, didn't she?
She weren't good.
Did you first latch onto as the one that you fancied? For me, it was Scary Spice. Absolute smoke show when she was young. Yeah. Then she morphed into the guy out of Bo Selector a little bit. That's all I can think of when I think of her now.
I like Posh Spice first. But then it was... I remember Scary Spice. Never really got the Emma Bunton suit.
She's the one now, you know.
Yeah, probably. And Jerry was just a fucking... Do you remember when she was...
She's gross.
Yeah, but they was like, back in the day, like, you know, get these... I've got all these Jennifer Lawrence...
Favourite Spice Girl song, Two Become One.
Yeah. You know them Jennifer Lawrence nudes?
Yeah.
Someone sent them
allegedly.
Well, no, they are. I've got 50 of them on my phone.
I heard Holly Willoughby had dropped some.
Nah, that's fake.
Anyway, with Google. Oh, really?
Yeah, have a look. Yeah, do you want to see it? I've got it. Someone sent him.
I don't think you can show him on there.
No, obviously I'm not going to show him on there.
Get crocked if we're on there.
It's not real anyway, because it was basically that's the picture that someone sent me, and I was like, fucking hell. So I sent it to a few people, and then people were like, oh my god, you made my week, you made my week. And then the guy said next day he's like,
someone's eye out that.
I know. I was thinking, fucking pervert, then, aren't I? And then that's actually who it is.
Oh my god.
Well, you know. But then yeah.
In the comments here saying Jerry all day. What?
Yeah, but that's what I was saying about these leaked nudes. Yeah, is do you not remember them Jerry Halliwell ones when she used to pose nude? Fucking hell, I'd like printouts of them. Well, look at these. Like, obviously that's nothing, but you know, gets more risky. There's 50 of them, so obviously I'm not going to show you more because I'd be here all day.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend I ain't already seen them all. So,
all right. This is the best one. The last one.
I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, no.
Fair play. She loves it.
Two in the pink.
Ginger Spice. No. Sporty was a Scouser. Enough said. It wasn't just that she was a Scouser. She was just a tramp.
Ah, she went nice.
She did a good song with...
Brian Adams.
Was it with Left Eye? Was it with someone? That was a pretty good one anyway. Never Be the Same Again. That was a good song, that. That was the only one that did, I think. Look at Samuel Coulson in the comments here, getting giddy. Fucking. This is what happens when there's no fucking Premier League on. Sitting here talking about the fucking Spice Girls and leaked nudes. I meant join the conversation. I sent one,
yeah. So I sent it to Farky, and he sent it to AK, and he's like, oh, AK's got a request. Can you get him a Selena Gomez nudes? I'm like, what the fuck do you think this is?
Like, give me 5 minutes. Shit. See what I can do.
Do you know how good I am on computers? Not very. I just get what people send to me, and I just share in the love. You know what I mean? Not publicly.
Oh, it's Joe Dawson in the comments says, quality video in Manchester with Adam. Do you know how fucking I just did not want to be there doing that? We was asking...
When today?
What day was it? I was chatting to Farky, like, I'm debating killing myself here. What do we do? We had to go to Piccadilly Gardens, and we was just stopping members of the public. I don't mind doing that.
What were you trying to do? Sell your CD?
Nah, I know, innit? We were standing...
Does that actually happen now?
Yeah, we were standing in between the charity blaggers. I'm just like... Everyone's in get fuck mode.
Yeah, aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
Get out my fucking face. So when you're standing there with a camera, and we was asking, is it Joe's here or is it Fergie? That video's just gone up on Full Time Devils. Feel free to check it out. You see me in the intro and you see me in the closer, and then you don't see me because I did not want to fucking be there doing that. I really didn't.
Do you want to give £2 a month to support the Full Time Devil cause?
No, we was asking, who made this quote? Was it Fergie or was it Jose? And to be fair, it was 50-50 down the middle. I don't mind doing it at United, because obviously we have to talk to people at United.
Yeah.
Everyone there wants to talk about football, though. We're stopping old ladies, we're stopping random fucking goths and weirdos, and...
Just to get a soundbite.
Yeah, to get a, who did this? And I was like, I don't think this is going to work. I haven't seen it, how the video came out. I reckon it probably look alright, to be honest. But... If you notice, I think it's in the intro, it might be in the outro. In between me and Adam, there's a mural on the wall because we filmed it in Northern Quarter. That says Truck Thump.
I've seen it.
It in the,
seen that
in the video
time,
anyway.
Yeah, when it was first
got Derpy says, ha, could tell how some could not be asked. I think it definitely comes across. Yeah, someone said, wondering why Adam was answering all the questions. Because I was standing behind the camera going, I don't want to be here. I want to go home.
Once
paid a five for a guy selling a CD, and turns out it was a black CD.
Yeah, but they come
chasing you with USB drives as well.
Yeah,
fucking messing about.
No, and probably with a PDQ machine in it. I've only got a card in me. Yeah, I've got that now.
Do you see that tweet?
What
a fucking ledge. Wonder if he was getting compliment slips and shit as well.
Well, he's got to do his tax returns, hasn't he? So, you know.
Can you imagine an accountant with a drug dealer comes to with all receipts alphabetized and all my fucking expenses and everything?
Well, yeah, but just not with...
No, I mean with actual... Yeah, here's what my shit was.
But
I'm in the hairdressers today, right? And I've never seen three of the guys that are in there and my barber. And they're talking... I mean, shit goes down to the barbershop anyway, innit? But they're talking so openly about one guy's trying to sell a grow, one guy's trying to buy a grow. And he's like, yeah, probably yield about 10 bags worth. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this isn't a potted plant then, clearly. This is a fucking operation.
Yeah, I seen someone sell...
He was talking about heatproof tiles for his fucking roof. He was talking about he's got to run pipes, one for air in, one for air out. And the other guy was like, so this is legit? And he's like, yeah, he's like... It's bang on legit. Now, check this out. Here's the punchline, though. Because I'm sitting there. Because the guy's like, yeah, it's definitely... Mate, he's like, trust me, I know how to make a grow. He goes, I'm up for sentencing in June. And I was like... And then the guy goes, what for? He goes, got caught with £1 million worth of weed. And I was like, fucking hell. Barbershops, fucking ace.
Yeah, sick bab.
So obviously that guy definitely knows how to grow some shit. Right.
Well, there's some...
So I took a card.
I see someone selling... selling like a grow box, and it's like ideal for a grow and all that, and there's had the explanation of it.
Isn't it mad? There's the guys that you just wouldn't think were horticulturalists.
No,
just bang at it. Know that shit. Get it right down, man. Fucking hell. Logan in the comments. I paid £7 for expensive blank CDs outside the Arndale. Where the fuck
do you know? Do you not get them to play it first?
On what?
I don't know. No, I got a Discman.
I used to, a Discman just about fit in a jacket pocket. I had one of those Umbro jackets that Fergie used to wear
for
school. And you had to fucking wedge that motherfucker in your pocket.
I was thinking about this thing, because I was thinking, iPhone headphones are just dog shit and it's fucking break all the time. And I was thinking, don't want to really buy Beats because I don't want to look like a bit of a twat.
Someone's done a thing on it as well, about how they're no different in terms of quality than £8 headphones, and they just add weight to them to make them feel quality. Bose are the ones you want to go with.
Yeah, Bose are sick. I brought my Bose.
Free tumno. Make you want to unk up a bit, that, doesn't it, for a fucking...
Yeah, but like, how long did it last, though? Like, because I remember with your Discman, you used to have them little fucking headphones. It used to last you for time.
What about the ones that used to dig in your head? Remember them?
Yeah, metal ones.
Yeah,
they're the ones I was making, yeah. They were what I was on about.
Curtis, do we smoke weed? I don't do any drugs.
No. I don't smoke anymore.
No.
Have done previously.
No, I was in the army all that time. I couldn't have done that. I believe someone tried to sabotage me though one night.
Was that me?
You and Andy.
Is that
blowing it in my face one night when I was asleep?
Yeah, because we thought...
You motherfuckers.
Well, because we thought...
Oh, obviously, sorry, it's on my career.
Yeah, we just thought, well, you know, thinking of logic, we was high. You fell asleep because I think you drove back that night and obviously he was tired. So we thought, if we blow it in his face and he gets drug tested, he'll show up on a drug test. obviously, we didn't want you to get caught on that.
Who needs mates? Fuck me. First time home after joining the army.
Was it the first time?
It might have been in the 6 week break in the middle of basic training.
No, I think you was going back on... You was going back on a Monday.
Yeah, so it might have been that. Not a 6 week break. It's the break at 6 weeks, not 4 6 weeks.
Yeah, because that was like... I remember I'd only recently moved into the house. My mum was away and there was a guy coming in plastering and slept. In and he come in and goes, oh, you've left all your tackle on the table downstairs. I was like, yeah, and what, it's my house.
Oh, do you know what, when I used to do TV installation, I used to find some raw shit that people obviously they have all the stuff behind the telly, all them drawers underneath a telly that was ripe for all that sort of stuff. Fucking chaos. Do you know what the worst thing I found was, though? It seems like cats like to shit behind tellies.
What? It's just warm, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is warm because...
Dusty and warm. That's hanging, that. Then someone... you have to go behind the telly. You find cat shit there and you're like, you dirty bastards!
You know, if you want to, like, to help... If you want to grow plants and stuff, obviously, not the plants in your loft, but plants outside in the garden to get them to like nurture them a bit. That's the warmest place in your house behind the TV because of all the wires and stuff.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, dirty cunts. You pull it down and just fucking air for days. They used to wear like electrician's pants with, Joe. They have like that fucking mesh on the knee, don't they, Joe? It's a little bit of protection. Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit rawer or a little bit more like fucking hard wearing. Cat just used to just fucking magnet onto it, and then you'd go behind and tell you like, oh, for fuck's sake. And you've got some fucking really old people's house, and you can tell they've pissed themselves, and you're like, whoa, whoa, morning! Like, I'm just going to open a window, because I can't fucking breathe.
Yeah, people, it's mad how people don't understand there's an actual stench in their own house.
I went into a guy's house who was a hoarder, and it was a sick house. It's in Poynton. If anyone knows Poynton, like, Stockport way, Poynton's kind of fucking loaded, isn't it, right? So I go to this guy's house, parks up, and it's just boxes. Like, they open the door, it was like, guy and he's like maybe 50s. He opens a door and there's boxes like piled up either side of the door, and I went, oh, have you just moved in? And he went, no. That should have been a warning sign, right? Because I just assumed cardboard boxes by the door. Moved in, innit? That's, you know, and I don't really think before I fucking speak, and I'm not assuming you're going to be bang on weird. So he's only opened a door about a fucking 8 inches first, and I'm like, got your telly for you. So then he opens the door all the way, and then I see that, oh, hang on, no. There's literally like a path like this through the guy's house to a living room, right? And in the living room, there's probably like 15 stacks of papers, maybe 9-10 feet high. Like, what the fuck is this? I mean, neatly stacked as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is weird. And I'm looking on the floor, there's literally like a goat fucking trail through the mountains in this guy's house of just like piled up shit everywhere. And I look through into the kitchen and I could see a table, like a dining room table, and it was just piled maybe 3 feet high with empty pill boxes.
Fucking
hell. And I had to go behind that guy's telly. I went straight home for a fucking shower. But I could see into his kitchen, and I just thought, I don't want to go in there. Like, do you want a broom? Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, that was some fucking raw shit. Look at Elise asking football questions. You're not going to get football tonight, I don't think. Cat took a shit in a bathtub. Yeah, cats like doing that for some reason, don't they? Fucking strange cats, you know. A hoarder. Joe Dawson says hoarder. Yeah, hoarder. They just fucking keep everything. They can't throw anything away. Every gaff is probably like that in Poynton. It's not a bad call, actually. But yeah, it's been some fucking weird old places, like. Pogba's like a poor man's Yaya Toure, if you ask me. What? Wasn't asking you. thank you very much. So, should we talk about international football? I didn't watch it. So
I didn't watch it.
All right, that was that then.
Fucking watching that.
That blue out I was on XS Manchester with was saying it was, what's the fucking finger? Oh, he was just talking about the kit. He's like, oh, it's a really nice kit. I'm like, that's how fucking good the game was then. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, I've seen Rashford have the kit, but...
Oh, Mafia who says, is there any conspiracy theories you found out about and that you now believe? The thing is, there's been some actual conspiracy theories. Like, if you look at was it Operation Northwoods, where they was going to crash, a remote control crash or blow up an airliner and blame it on the Cubans and then attack Guantanamo Bay and actually kill Americans that was in Guantanamo Bay just to go to war with Cuba. And Kennedy was like, what? No, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, but there's like that Rockefeller one, isn't it?
Do you know, with what happened yesterday, actually, there's a couple of things that I want to talk about with what happened yesterday. One of the things that happened yesterday is there was an exercise on the Thames with the armed police. Did you see that? About hijacking on one of the boats. Why is there always an exercise on the days?
It's always like, oh, you know, we're well prepared for it, isn't it? And it's like, it's coincidence, possibly, but it's like...
It's a bit rum, though.
I know.
Do you know, here's something that I will tell you is an absolute fact and truth. I was working on a 7-7 bombings, right? And the Army Air Corps that I was in obviously supplies a flight at Hereford. If you don't know what Hereford is, that's where the Special Air Service is based. And them guys was working, as soon as the 7-7 bombings happened, they got crashed out and they was following targets all around London and shit like that. And they fly in military helicopters. 657 Squadron, it was, I don't know if it still is. The Lynx helicopter, it's the one that's grey and green camouflage. It looks like a fucking army helicopter. There's a gun hanging off the side of it. It looks like some shit out of Vietnam. You're like, that's on top as fuck. The Prime Minister was phoned up, I don't know who he phoned up, but he phoned someone up and was like, get them fucking helicopters out of the sky, you're scaring people. So they had to land, and then they got a lot of civvy helicopters, or like news-looking ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So they was then flying around in them, but they worked for 36 hours straight, them motherfuckers, when that happened. And they landed a couple times as well. and I saw that was passed off as a training exercise, and that wasn't a training exercise. So some like when the 7/7 bombings actually happened, there was a fucking crash out for training exercises in them fucking stations, weren't there?
But I don't know, because it's like, because you see all sorts of shit and you have a look, and that's why I tried like not really speak about it, because it's, or get too much involved in it, because it's like so much,
and you don't know how much people have hidden because of security reasons. Like, we don't want to. Oh, that was gone off.
Oh, again, it always fucking pops out that. But there's like I've seen some shit where it said the people who actually did the 7/7 bombings were hired by government to try and training exercises and saying, well, this is what we're going to simulate on there. And it was only until the day when they had the actual back on and they realised, oh shit, and they tried, it's actual live this, and they tried to warn people, and then that's happened. I don't know how true that is, but I have heard that, and it's like there's always, you'll never actually know.
No,
the whole
truth, like we said last on the last podcast, and
nobody wants you to know. That's the whole point.
I know some propaganda that went down in Afghanistan while I was there. There was an ambush on an American convoy, and British troops, free para, went in, rocked that fucking world. It was a cliff edge, and they blew up the first vehicle, they blew up the last vehicle, and created a killing zone in the middle where they was just fucking laying waste from the top of this cliff. They got free para landed in two Chinooks, and just fucking obliterated the Taliban guys that was on the top of this cliff. A third helicopter landed with a lot of Afghan army and press. And then they took pictures of the Afghan army there, and that went out into the press that the Afghan army had just defeated the Taliban in this finger. I've seen it. That's
because they want people to fucking...
So when the British pull out, they think, or they're still scared of the Afghan army. Yeah. So it happens all the time. It's not what you know, it's what you can fucking prove.
Yeah, exactly. But even then, when you can prove it...
Two things that pissed me off yesterday. One, Matt Anderson, shout out to Matt, posted something on Facebook earlier, and it was some fucking... proper biblical prick from America called Josh Feuerstein, right? I hate him. I've seen him just kicking off about... He's like a... I think he's a creationist. So we went in yesterday, and it was the picture of one of the civilians that had got hurt, and it's got that woman with a headdress on walking past, and he's like, look at this Muslim woman, doesn't give a fuck. And you're like, hang on, it's a woman in a headdress, that's all you fucking know, and it's a snapshot. You don't know if she's just been helping and gone, I'll phone an ambulance. You don't know anything apart from what people are telling you happened at that fucking scene.
Yeah, just reacting, and like, I seen that picture, and you think, yeah, how can you make a snap judgment of anything?
No, you don't know what the fuck happened. You don't know what the fuck happened at all. You don't know if she'd just been fucking told that one of her friends was one of the ones injured and she's trying to fucking contact her family. You don't know fuck all about fuck all. That's why I don't even like commenting on this stuff.
That's why I've not said anything on any social media. I've not reacted to anything what you're saying, whether you like agree with certain people or whether you disagree with certain people, because it's just like an inflaming...
Do you know the best banner, and it's a tweet that a lot of people throw out at this stuff, and it's a black and white photo. I'm not sure where it's from, and it just says, stop killing people, you fucking swats. That's all you need to say. Stop being a fucking swat.
I don't watch the news, though. Like, I couldn't really tell you what was going on in...
Let me throw this one at you as well. So there's a guy on Facebook as well, and I've just unfriended the cunt, so I won't fucking drop his name, but he'd gone, one, I mean, in principle, what he's saying is correct. He goes, one, don't believe everything you hear in the news. I'm with you on that one. Two, do your own independent research. What? I'm sorry, was you in London yesterday? So you're not independent, then, are you? You're not doing research. Clicking on another website isn't fucking independent research.
It's just opinion. Like, what did Denzel...
And then, let me Denzel's fucking ace on that. But the next thing that he did was then link a BuzzFeed article about what happened yesterday, and you're like, really? That's your independent news source? Fuck off.
But you can't really trust... Any news source?
No, you can't.
That's the problem, because it's all
watching you, MEN.
It's all got an agenda. Well, talking to the MEN, fucking hell, they've. Should we talk about football?
Do we have to?
I don't know. I was just going to say about that Griezmann.
I think there's some people about to fucking explode.
Don't know. There's quite a few people watching. So there must
444, yeah. So it's obviously gripping some fucker. Stephen, do you believe people landed on the moon? No. No, I'm not. Well, I'm not 100%.
Maybe
no, they didn't.
Maybe recently, but not. I don't think 1969.
I'm not one. I'm definitely not 100%. Yes, they did.
That was like a race between.
And that was a propaganda war.
Yeah.
do some really interesting shit I found the other day. There's a guy.
Everyone would wonder what, like, how you get all this time to find really interesting shit.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's mostly it. So I found this was a website article though. I found a guy. It was a guy who was hacking the Soviets' broadcast from when they were sending pilots into space, and they. I'm going to get the numbers wrong because I don't have all the info at my fingertips here. But what he said was, essentially, Soviets said that they sent 3 spaceships up. My guy tracked like 12. And some of them with people on re-entry going like, I'm really hot. And then like, some of them had heartbeats and it stopped. Yeah. And he's like, the Russians had basically shitloads of failed ones that they didn't tell no fucker about. And I think that it is the fucking kicker, right? NASA definitely fake some shit. Now, did they fake some shit because they wanted better looking photographs? Did they fake some shit as part of training and it got out and some people think that they fucking did it on purpose as that was the thing? Because there's definitely some fuckery afoot. Definitely some fuckery afoot. Someone getting racist in the comments. I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to block him a second. No need for that. The one that's really fucked up is there's like, I think it's Michael Collins who was the pilot. He's the one that didn't get out. I think Buzz Aldrin and the other motherfucker, Neil Armstrong, got out. Michael Collins was the pilot, I believe. And there's a video, and you can definitely find it if you just search all the different news hoax shit. And there's a video where it's all black, and the Earth's like this fucking big. And he goes, I've got the camera pressed up against the glass. And you can see how small the Earth is, and they're talking about, you know, how far away they are, what speed they're going, all this lot. It seems legit as fuck. And then when they finish, someone says, turn the lights on. And you can see, like, the window's over there, and he's been sat here to make it look like they were further away. Mm. And you're like, if you're in space, why do you need a light? The fact you're in fucking space is pretty impressive. Like, you don't need to embellish it. You don't need to roll it in glitter. You're in space if you're actually in space. And the fact that we've not sent anyone into outer Earth orbit or gone to the moon since the fucking 70s when they had the power of a calculator, that's fuckery. Now people are like, it's too expensive now, and it wasn't expensive then.
I know, you think
everything's got fucking quicker, faster and cheaper, and you've not sent no one to the moon, and that Van Allen radiation, they don't know if film can survive through that, and not since the 70s. You did it for like 4 years and got bored. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's bullshit. But they just rely on people, like, you know, believing a narrative and like putting enough shit out that will squash people who want to explore more, and they think, well, actually, no. Because you sit around like 10 people and 2 people might have the same opinion, and 8 other people are like, oh, you're talking fucking dog shit. So then that other 8 people, they're the majority, aren't they? The minority are going to be like, you're going to be laughed at, or you're going to be like, nah.
It's fucking mad, isn't it? Like, perception is a massive thing about everything. Perception is such a bananas weird thing. Jackson Bauer says, we went to the moon. The footage was pre-recorded. See, that's it. They might have gone to the moon, but there definitely is some fuckery afoot. The 9/11 one, someone in the comments there said, like, if you look at the way all that shit goes off and the fact that the guy insured them twice for billions, and the fact that that Building 7 collapsed without even being on fire, and then you had 3 buildings collapse in the space of 4 hours that were on fire, and that was the only 3 buildings that have ever collapsed due to building fire.
And then,
do I think they flew a plane into them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I think they knew about it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, probably. Probably.
Did they destroy the Pentagon record room?
Yeah.
Where's the plane wreckage?
And that was clipped. I give probability on everything, right? But I'm going to give 100% probability it was flat planes. It wasn't holograms. I've seen some people trying to make it that it was holograms. It wasn't holograms. And that was definitely a fucking missile at the Pentagon.
Yeah.
A 747, that's just nose has just gone into it. Looks like a 747 with a bent nose. Not like one wheel, half an engine from a 1944 plane. Where's the
wings going? They're not like Buzz Lightyear's wings, are they? They're not fucking fold in.
And the Pentagon's got one security camera on it? Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? They've got 12 in every fucking bog. Guaranteed. There's no way that the Pentagon's got one fucking camera on it.
Yeah, it's bullshit. You drive around like anywhere. You can't get out of any place without having your car clocked. These cameras aren't speed cameras. No. The blue ones, they're recording you 24/7. They got your reg plate, so they know where you're going. They can.
Manchester City Centre's on every corner. London, it'd be everywhere.
Yeah, it's the most watched place in the world, isn't it?
It makes me laugh when people are like, can't film me. Yeah, I can. I can. You're out in public. Shut your fucking mouth. I watch a lot of them videos. They I like them videos. Do you know where people come up to like photographers and cameramen and stuff and be like, whoa, can't film me without my permission. Like, yeah, I can. You're in public. I can't fucking poke it through your letterbox. That's accurate. But you're in public.
So fuck you.
Yeah. It was a plane collateral damage is what they call it. Yeah, possibly. The moon landings was filmed at Stage 9. Look at the Family Guy episode. Yeah, I'm sure that documentary called Family Guy was probably legit.
That United
Stan says you need to visit the 9/11 memorial in New York. You get all the info you need. No, you don't necessarily. Yes, people definitely were innocently fucking murdered on that day.
But then it doesn't mean that there's still some people. Fuckery.
It's not all or nothing with it, yeah? They'd be like, was there probably some incompetence? Yeah. Does that mean that it was all finger? No, not necessarily. Was there probably terrorists involved? Yeah. This is the thing, like, we don't fucking know, but there's definitely some fuckery afoot. The way them buildings fell, they fell at near free fall speed, right? They said, they pancaked down onto one another, right? If that was the case, it would have took 2.5 minutes or something for them to collapse, not 11 seconds.
But the thing is, when people come out with credible shit, then they also come out with stuff that you're thinking, can you really say that? Like, some people saying about,
jet fuel don't melt steel beams.
Well, someone said jet fuel won't burn Zlatan. Can't melt Zlatan. Jackson Bauer. But like, yeah, they say, the buildings collapse and they don't collapse like that normally. It's got to be controlled. But then at the same time, they'll say, 4,000 Jews didn't turn up to work on that day. Like, everyone knew. It's like, really? Come on, man.
I know a lot of people didn't turn up because the New York Giants played in a playoff game that ended up going later than everyone. Game.
Was there a holiday as well?
I don't know. But, I mean, it's a fucking bad... here's the fucking thing. If you look all the way back, I think it was pre-World War One, right? So, can you imagine when the cinemas have just come out? Some news organisation tried to show you, I don't think it was the Titanic, but it's around then, like 1910, 1911, right? There was a news organisation, and I'll try and find it, and I'll put it on Reddit for you, because it's fascinating, Lynn, how shit it is, right? It's like a child's fucking nativity play in how bad the acting is, right? So this news company pretended that they had footage of a sinking boat, right? Mm. When you see the footage in 2017, you go, they're on a lake, like the boat in lake at fucking Staley Bridge. Like, that's how shit that lake is. And they're clearly actors jumping overboard and stuff. Like, that is the most bogus bullshit thing that I've ever seen.
People would believe it at that point, though.
Of course they would, yeah.
And it's like, now you'd be like, Photoshop. You know what I mean?
Do you know what? I read something the other day, which is where people go, I need to see a video of that to know what happened. And they go, actually, now they're that good with CGI that they can make Donald Trump say anything they want. And it's now not going to be, I need to see a video of that to prove it, because their voiceovers is that good as well, that you're going to be like, I need to see three videos from different angles on different fucking time frames just to see what the fuck actually happened with that, because that is fucking crazy. Who am I blocking here?
No.
Who? I don't think it's that one.
Yeah, it was.
Who needs blocking? Someone just said block this cunt. I don't know if it's him.
It is. Go down. It says it there.
We'll see what they say. Oisin. We can't really say, because that's fucking crazy.
That's classified.
Yeah. Moji says, why did we go to Iraq and Afghanistan when all 19 Jackers were Saudi? And why was the Bin Laden family the only plane that flew in America on 9/11 after them two was one to go and pick up all of the Bin Laden family members? Please, someone explain that.
The
done. He's gone.
Well, but have you seen that video? Like the Rockefellers explaining like 4 minutes in that. You seen that?
No.
It's like just talking about World Banks and how they control it and how the
they literally invent money, don't they?
Yeah, they invent money. Well,
debt is invented money.
Well, because it used to be measured against gold and the gold bullion up until the 70s, and then because it was called the gold standard, and then they decided to take that away and mark it against the US dollar.
Yeah, because a note says, I promise to pay the bearer on demand £5 off Sterling.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's a promise to pay, not actual money.
It's not measured against shit now because they withdrew it because, one, there isn't that much gold in circulation. Yeah. And two, they fucking sell it all to people like the Chinese and stuff. And they actually think now that maybe the Federal Reserve and these places, they don't actually have any gold because they've sold it all. Or, you know, or they still sell it maybe to China or whatever or to other countries. And they're selling them fuck all.
And that's on a never never as well.
And they're not collecting them yet because, well, basically the Chinese buy up all the...
So yeah, I'll buy you gold, keep it there.
Yeah. And
they're never going to come over in a plane and be like, show me my gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go, oh, shit.
Yeah, so they're not measuring against anything. So it's just like spiraling out of control.
Did I also read that when they invent debt, they can invent 9 times more debt than they actually hold? So if I go to a bank and I put £100 in, they're able to lend you £900 based on the £100 that they've got in from me.
I don't know the actual numbers.
Invent that money though.
Yeah, it is inventing money. Yeah. It's
so when you pay that 900 back, now they can fucking lend 9 times that, so they can lend 8,100 on the fucking back of that.
That's what they use deposits for. When you give money in deposit, then they use that money then to lend to other people.
It's either 9 or 3. It's one of those. Or it might have been 3, and then someone's like, "Fuck it, let's make it 9."
But it's the fiscal committee that decide everything in terms of how to, you know, like using quantitative easing and stuff like that to reduce debt or to increase
Google,
spending.
Google.
Yeah, to increase public spending so that there's money in the economy. That's what they do, and that's how inflation and interest rates work, and why they've got interest rates at like 0.25. So your mortgage and everything like that is cheaper. So then it allows you to have more disposable income then to spend to boost the economy, because if they put the interest rates back up...
It's going to go up eventually, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, a lot of you guys are probably under 25, I imagine, but with mortgages and all that lot, in the 80s, by the sounds of things, a lot of people lost their homes because they just fucking ramped up the interest rates like 15, 16, 17% and shit.
Yeah, with Maggie Thatcher, yeah.
And my mortgage is at 3% or something.
I just don't know what mine is.
3.5%, which is mint. Right, let's talk about some fucking football then before some of you guys fucking lose your minds, because I think we've just gone bananas. We've got 500 people watching. I think that's a fucking achievement with some of the topics that we've covered for the first 38 minutes of this podcast. I did see a real good question. What did you think about the England fan chants last night? You're gonna have to fucking tell me what you're talking about.
I think they were singing some shit about the war.
All right.
Which, and then when you get twatted off Russian hooligans, you wonder why.
Yeah. Was Bin Laden killed? Why did they throw his body in the sea? Yes, I think I believe that.
Nah,
he probably was.
I don't. That one where they're all in the room and they're all celebrating. Obama woke him up. Yeah, we've got fucking Bin Laden here. We've cornered him into like a room, and now we're going to shoot him. But we're not going to show you shit, and we're just going to dispose of his body in the sea.
I think that's possibly legit. Maybe it's not.
Ah, that's where you. I would say that's different, and I think he was already dead.
I do have friends that are still military, though, and I do think there was some legitness to what was going on there. However, I think someone else has mentioned this. Like, they might have just been in Pakistan illegally. They might have crashed a helicopter and gone, we need a really good excuse of why we was in Pakistan, because we're not allowed in Pakistan. We can't just invade sovereign territory like that. And they might have gone, why don't we defrost that fucking guy with a beard? Maybe. I actually do think
he'll have lookalikes.
Oh, undoubtedly, yeah.
Like Saddam Hussein.
We definitely found him in a hole. That was a bananas one. Would I live with Liverpool fans finish above us even if we win the Europa League? They finished above us 2 years ago, 3 years ago, but 2014, didn't they?
When they finished second.
Yeah.
When they almost won the league.
Yeah.
Ha. I'm not asked. Do you finish above us if we win the Europa League and we knock them out of the Champions League spot?
Sal's tedious link alert, mate. That's quality. You have navy shirts on today. Can we talk about the Navy SEALs? Ever seen any documentaries on them? It seems pretty tough becoming a SEAL. Do you know what's mental is that you can become a Navy SEAL. You can't. You've got to be an American citizen, but you can just go, I want to join straight into the Navy SEALs. Like British Special Forces, you've got to do for 4 or 5 years as a regular soldier. You've got to have
join it from scratch.
Yeah, you can just go straight in as a Special Forces guy.
I would imagine their training's pretty tough, though.
Yes, SEAL training looks like it's ninja as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't like getting into the arguments. It's like, who's the better player, this guy or this guy? Who's the better fucking military force? Well, soldier per soldier, who knows? You don't fucking know, do you?
No.
There's obviously a lot of them very well trained. What was the film that made me fully shit my pants? Nothing. I've been at war. You have to get up pretty fucking early in the morning.
Have you ever heard his war stories?
Love.
When I was in the war.
Love stories.
He's like Uncle Albert.
Anything with Matthew McConaughey and it makes me shit myself. Or Jessica Parker.
Now, do you know what? I shit myself when I was a kid. Like, no one will ever seen this.
Blair Witch was pretty rum. First time I watched
it.
Nah,
I thought it was dog shit. First scary film I ever watched, I think it was about 10. And we was on like a footy trip and was in Wales. And the manager put on Pet Sematary.
Don't think I've ever seen that.
That was some fucked up shit. Basically, when pets died and at night they come alive, and then they went on a bit of a fucking scare fest, innit?
Part of the Rat Pack says Saddam had a mini Mars with him, didn't he? Be gutted. King side on nothing. Which national team is rising and which one is coming back to power? Don't know. You'd have to watch
talking about football.
Yeah, as if you're talking about.
Although there is, I believe, is a decent game tonight. Is Argentina versus Chile?
That'd be a good one.
Fifth v fourth.
If we win the Europa, do we bump fourth out of the Champions League? Not unless Leicester win the Champions League as well. Yeah. Do we watch any of the Rugby Six Nations?
Nope. I couldn't even tell you what happens.
I believe there was a game with Ireland. I heard that. American Sniper, yeah. That guy was meant to have been a serial bullshitter.
Yeah. But that's how it's hype, isn't it? It's hype.
I remember.
If you got a good hype, man.
I mean, woo!
If you got fucking P. Diddy there dancing in your videos.
Come
to Death
Row. All up on a record.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. That Tupac film looks sick. We mentioned this already, haven't we?
I don't want to watch the trailer.
Bit of him, but doesn't have that presence. And who does, to be fair? What the fuck was we going to talk about just then? There was a fucking great... Oh, yeah, American Sniper. I think I was either just going to or just come back from Iraq, and one of my mates, Charlie, who now has a different job, shall we say. Now I've said his name, I can't fucking say what he does. But he's got a cool job, let's put it that way. He scores, you need to check this book out. It's fucking sick. Like, the guy was obviously going on terrible. So I read the book and I was like, motherfucker, gangster. And then you go, actually, he's just fucking lying.
Yeah, but then they depicted it, put it on a big screen, and then it's...
And didn't take out any of the lies? They took out the Jesse Ventura one, I think.
And it's truth,
but
it?
I think his longest... Yeah, that's the problem.
Do you ever watch Vice News?
Yes.
Yeah. I need to start watching some documentaries on there. Like, some of the...
Trying to get a job
shit.
With them.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I want to go and work with Vice.
Like,
I was like...
In, like, Brazil and Colombia. Yeah. Them doing
like,
them,
I'm not scared.
Them fucking drugs. That.
Like, I spoke to one of my old bosses, and I was like, do you think I could get a job going working with Vice? And he was like, I don't think they really do any football. I'm not talking about football. I was like, I want to go to fucking civil war in Africa. Oh, so
you want to be a real journalist now?
No.
All right.
I want to talk to shit to camera. That's not journalism. That's just going experience. Well, it's like vlogging with another guy.
You could be Ben Shepherd.
Who?
You know who Ben Shepherd is? The motherfucker's on every TV show going.
I don't watch telly.
Yeah, no, but you don't have to watch telly. You know who Ben Shepherd is.
Well, I obviously do.
He does like footy shows on Sky Sports.
Shit.
Yeah.
Guy just said Tupac dies in the end.
No
fucking
way.
Spoiler alert, you prick. But yeah, I mean, one of the best things I ever saw on Vice. You got Shane Smith. I think he's one of the founders of it, right? And he's in Thailand, and he's talking about gangsters, how they run the boxing in Thailand, all this. Like, it's like black and white, and it's super like fucking tight shot on him. And it's serious, and it's got like fucking moody music and stuff like that. And he's talking about how the crime families sort of run Thai boxing and this, that, and the other. And then it zooms out, and the colour comes back into it, and he's sitting in a hot tub with two lady boys, and he's got a fucking pink drink with an umbrella in it, and he's like, yeah. So that's why people come to Thailand.
speaking of Thai, did you watch? Because I didn't watch any UFC. I was out on Saturday, so I didn't watch any UFC, and I didn't watch any
Mark
boxing.
DiaCase,
well, I watched Mark DiaCase. I watched
fuck
that. Yeah, he
me.
Fucking destroyed
John
him.
Paul Felder's been chatting shit, like calling him out. Mate, you're gonna get that touch of death.
He would just blam anyone.
You want to go night night?
No,
that's how you go night night. Oh yeah, Mark DiaCase, fair play, mate.
But oh yeah, what? Because I watched that as a real one for. I was like, I want to watch the Triple G Jacobs fight. But before that, there was Roman Gonzalez. He was like 46-0 at the time. And he was...
No, definitely didn't just say serious. Shut up, my
mind. He was obviously champion. And he was facing this Thai boxer called Rung Vasai.
It was a sick fight. Yeah. Absolutely sick. All 12 rounds. And
there's some crazy Thai fighters when they come and do Western boxing.
These like
200 fights under the belt.
I think was he at bantamweight? Or light welterweight, I think that might have been that. He'd been classed as like pound for pound best fighter, Roman Gonzalez. And it was just, they was going at it hell for leather. Clean. They was hitting each other clean with just like some brutal shots. And they both like went to the end. There was like mad respect for it. And the Thai guy won because he was trying to go past Rocky Marciano, wasn't he? Like everyone else.
So, Irish guy in the comments saying he enjoys it. I bet you do if you're Irish, because you've just got a whole different outlook. I think I mentioned, you know, when me and Adam went to watch the England-Scotland game on Remembrance Day, I just felt like I'd snuck in somewhere I didn't belong. I had the Scottish fans on my left. I felt more affinity with them than anything else, really. They was having a good old fucking time. They had the dicks out. They was all on a fucking good old fucking do. And then on here, there was just random Cockneys who was all wearing fucking like flat caps. Don't know what that's about. Just standing up and singing God Save the Queen, which we've mentioned before, in it is the most uninspiring song in the world. And you're like, who do I fucking... I'm with the dicks out crew over here. No, like, not these. All the ones with wearing the fucking t-shirts in the corner there with the fucking what's it on them?
I can't get asked. Have you seen...
Is Piers Morgan a cunt? Yeah. I could confirm, definitely. Yeah,
definitely, 100% cunt.
What do I make of the attack yesterday? Pricks are pricks. That's the top and bottom of it.
Someone was asking, have you seen The Big Short?
No. Movie?
No, you've never seen The Big Short?
Is it about a robbery?
No, it's about like the collapse of the financial system and how...
Oh, hang on, is that a Netflix thing?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah, it's is it Ryan Gosling and Christian Bale and Steve Carell?
No,
it's based on true story.
That's not ringing about
six point. You know, with like films now, it's like all aired up, and you know they fanny about with it and just fucking dress it up and that. This is basically straight to the point, and it just tells the story really, really well based on true story. I would be the mortgage market, the subprime market in America, and how they were just giving mortgage to anyone, and it was like mortgage advisors were going speaking to.
Oh, it was 150% mortgages, wasn't it?
150. There was like they were just making up shit on the fucking application form. They was making mortgages in that.
You told me about this before.
In like the dogs' names and shit like that, and they were just giving him. And it was like people who had no like qualifications, no nothing. People who was just like fucking hell, gonna make bank, bro.
Like you got a job, kinda. Have a mortgage.
Yeah, Or is your dog alive? What name can we? What's name? You name your dog. Put the fucking dog down.
No one put a mortgage in a dog's name. No fucking. I'm not having that.
Yeah.
Have I seen Narcos? Yeah, it's top.
No. Yeah, mad. And he's like, fucking hell. These guys are just like.
Enough getting one in our name.
Yeah, but that was because there was no checks whatsoever. Yeah, now it's even harder because you've got to go through the whole like affordability, sustainability, all that sort of shit.
Right, there's something that we wanted to talk about tonight, because there's quite a few of you have been dropping.
Are we getting serious now?
Yeah, we're going to get serious now. We've done all the conspiracy theory talk. We've completely ignored football for a week. But what we wanted to talk to you guys about, and there is 500 of you watching. Please, can we get 300 likes? We're at 190. Let's all just smash that like button a little bit, and see if we can get it shared. Because there is something that we want to talk to you motherfuckers about tonight, and we're pretty deep into it, so I think it's about right. So. There's a lot of yous have been dropping donations in the Super Chat, and that is fucking mega appreciated. Really, like, blown away with that sort of support. There's also a lot of yous been messaging us saying, set up a Patreon so we can support you on a monthly basis. So, we've had a look into it, and we've seen, like, a lot of Patreons, it's just like, you donate, and then we'll make more content. I didn't really want to do that. I wanted just to be able to donate and get something fucking cool. So, I don't know if you've noticed the gorilla logo. In fact, should I try and pull them up? The gorilla logo that I've got and the Stephen Elson FC logo that I've got, they was done by a guy called John. I'll just pull them up on here. It's not the podcast logo, it's a different logo. So, the Stephen Elson FC logo, that one. And the gorilla one, which I fucking love. That one was done by a guy called John, who does portraits of footballers and stuff like that. All sorts of athletes, UFC guys, and the guy's a fucking talented motherfucker. So what we've decided to do is we're going to speak to you guys and find out if there's any desire from you lot to do a Patreon where we give you some prints in return for donations. But not only just prints, we want to be able to take the donations that you guys are giving and be able to make something banging out of them. So we want to talk to ex-athletes. That's what we need to do next, but they charge. So for us to do that, we need to bring in some cash because these don't bring in fuck all. So what? These will always be free tiers. They'll always be free. If you can't or don't want to donate, don't donate. Not about that. But if you want to get something cool, then we would set up a Patreon for it. And we've not really looked massively into the prices or anything like that. But we think if you guys are up for it, at one price point, we can give you a print once a month for all the time that you're a patron, I think they're called. And if you want to go for a bit more of a fucking expensive one, then one thing that we've been looking into is, let's say we get a boxer on, let's say we get an MMA fighter on, or let's say we get an ex-footballer on. We speak to John. John does up a fucking sick original illustration of that guy with maybe a bit of a Stephen Alson podcast logo on it. When we do the podcast with that guy, if you're a patron at that level, we get that guy. Yes, John Sheehan, if anybody knows him. We will get the guy that we do a podcast with, footballer, boxer, whoever, to sign a personalised thing to you guys for everyone that donates at whatever price point we can work that one out for. Does that sound like something that you guys are interested in? I need money 121, which is the best name ever. So show us your dicks, I'll donate a fiver. My dick's worth more than that, mate. But what do you guys think? Is that something that you guys are interested in? Is that something you guys... What are you saying? Who's you talking about here?
Dominic Middleton. Down.
Oh, there we go. Found him. Laters. So we're thinking that like a dollar donation to start off with, just be a thanks. Maybe a bit of a higher one and we'll do a bit of a private forum somewhere, a Facebook group maybe, and you guys can have a bit of a say in who the guests are. You can have a bit of a say in which poster we give out to everybody. We do little polls on there, stuff like that. So Joe in the comments here says yes. The other side says yes. Matt says John Sheehan. Yes, it is John Sheehan. Stan says Gorilla logo looks dope. UK only says Arshani. I don't know, actually. I think it would be worldwide, but we would have to look into what the score is with posting to wherever you are in the world. So, no, I guess we'll look into it. But one of the things that we want to deliver is top guests, but we can add in extra streams. We can do some Footy Manager or FIFA streaming.
I'll twat him at FIFA. Don't know. Behave. Footy Manager, no, but...
What did Dominic say? Oh, he's gone. Jodvir says sounds good. Kevin says good idea. Adam says sounds like a top idea. Osama says yes. Michael says yes. Tom says yes. Sound says sounds. Okay. Does anyone think no? Does anyone think no? The other side says nope there, but I think he's already fucking said yes up above, so I don't know if he's replying to something else. Have we got any guests lined up? We've got one. We're not going to drop the name of who that is, but we will. We've got one that we can get pretty quickly on it. I've been talking to Sportsman's Dinners companies, and I'm speaking to a guy again on Monday. So we know how much they charge for a Sportsman's Dinner, and I'm saying I'll give you like fucking 25% of that because it's not the same, obviously, and it's an hour. So some of them are saying yes, some of them are saying no, but we would be able to, if we hit the right donation number, obviously to cover the cost of paying for whoever we get, if we get that, then we'll commit to doing one a month. A month is enough for us to sort that out. So what are you guys doing? Can we do a Snapchat Q&A with Ben?
Yeah,
can do.
Done one before, haven't we?
Yeah. Jordan says it's something I'm interested in. Unfortunately, broke some motherfucker. Again, look, it's just optional. There's a lot of people that have already said that they wanted to do it. There's honestly, I've had maybe a dozen emails from different people saying, hey, look into Patreon. And I'm like, actually, I kind of already have been doing, to be honest. Sal says I'll donate 500 if you call Messi. get my lass on the podcast to reveal all about you. Do we want that? She ain't got that much dirt on me, to be honest. Imor Stewart Print has got the most on me, I reckon.
Oh, do you want to do that Q&A now then?
Nope. We also said, yeah, we might do a fucking a Q&A where we answer everything. It don't go out online nowhere. So if yous are interested in that, we can potentially do something like that. But if yous guys are interested in it, get a mate that I serve with and tell war stories. A lot of the people that I serve with have gone on to do sneaky beaky shit. and can't actually talk. I'd love to speak to one of my old bosses. You know the guy that took us to court?
Mm.
The fucking job he had. He can't do that on camera.
He didn't take you to court, but he escorted you.
Escorted me to court, yeah. I'll donate my arm and my sick if it's Eric Cantona. No, I am obviously emailing his brother back and forth to try and get that organised. You trust me, the fucking second that happens, you won't fucking hear from me for about 3 days because I'll be fucking legging it to France. What's Ben's Snapchat? He's not on it, as far as I know, anyway.
No, I can't use Snapchat, man. Fucking hell, I tried it that one time when we were meant to banner. You went, just fucking press that, and I was like, oh, fuck this.
Okay, so... it seems like you guys are interested then. So what I'll do is I'll try and get it sorted out and we maybe launch it on next week's podcast. Next week's one of the only weeks in April, I think, that we don't have one. They're going to switch
April.
To...
It's still March.
Yeah, but it's basically April next
still
week.
March, mate.
But with the, I think we've got 3 Thursday night matches in April. Right, yeah, while we're talking about this then, is there anything that you guys would be interested in terms of rewards or in terms of anything along those lines? Toss some ideas out. I built a couple of goals in to see what you think. So if we get $50, it's all in dollars as well. So if you get $50, you know, obviously that just means that there's a bit of a desire to people to support us. If we get $250, we'll start doing some footy manager streams. We'll have a couple of beers and we'll just chat utter macker. $750 is the one that we need. That's dollars for a guest. And then we do some stretch goals like the podcast. Oh, sorry, documentaries, some of them travel vlogs. I might be going to Bulgaria, me, this week.
Yeah, I know you said.
I'm just waiting on the answer back on that. That'd be class.
I was supposed to go to the launch of the AMAs tonight. That's why I was going to be late. The Asian Media Awards.
All right.
At the Hilton. Do a bit of networking.
Interesting.
Yeah, I went to it once. So the first one, actually, 2013. It's all right, man.
Oh, yeah, actually, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, that's decent.
Didn't you go? Did we sponsor it as MUFC Latest?
No.
Didn't we?
The Asian Media Awards?
Yeah.
No.
Or did we? Was we not nominated as MUFC Latest?
No.
Is your?
Yeah.
I remember something to do with it.
Oh, yeah. That, no. No, I don't think that was on the Asian.
I think it was.
No, I don't know.
At the Hilton?
Yeah, it was at the Hilton.
See, why do I remember it then?
I don't know. I just remember fucking Dev off Coronation Street walking around like he was King, King One.
A lot of people talk about Mbappe. I think, you know, he's just...
People saying, have you seen The Wire?
He's exploded onto the fucking finger.
Yeah, I've seen The Wire. Have you seen The Wire?
Nope.
Not
The Wire or Breaking Bad either.
I watched the... Well, to be fair, I watched the first season of The Wire, but the problem is like, because it's filmed in, like, 2001, it's on fucking smart. You know, you put it on your TV now, it's like it's... You're looking
is
at
it square? Like, yeah, old Family Guys?
Yeah, it's not great.
Joe says, do a podcast stoned on 420. Is there no way to get edibles in the UK? Because I can't smoke. I'll fucking throw up.
Yeah, you can just get a fat boy to bake some.
All right, okay. So we've got a game on 420, but we could do it on 419. Or 19 for the fourth. Tell a classic footy shirt website to get more Ronaldo 08 shirts. Are they all selling out?
Must are selling Yapsan, personally signed 1999 Champions League final
decent,
shirt,
or decent.
Replica shirts. 2-ton. Unframed, free to unframed.
Signed Academy shirt, that's not a bad shout. I could get that very fucking easily. Very easily. Does Rogan pay his guests, says Brad? I don't know, I could find out though. I could need to get myself on Rogan's podcast. I am not good enough to go on Rogan's podcast. I don't think I'll ever be good enough to go on Joe Rogan's podcast. We are merely fishes in the pond where he is the shark. How much did that Cantona shirt cost? The black one. It's over there, actually. £85. Something like that.
What was it for?
It's a classic football shirt. One, so it's an original from 95.
Is it original?
Yeah. MM says, where's the chisel, ladies? Are they still doing it? Or have they discontinued it? We need to get one, don't you? Because you did donate for that. Why can't we get a deal with a club directly? Because they hate us. They don't like fan content, do they? Because we're fucking wild. So, yeah, an Academy signed shirt seems like something you guys are into.
Someone's they're trying to offer a fucking raffle. Trying to raffle for Comic Relief a signed Liverpool training top.
All right. No.
No. One is for comic relief, which is, don't know if you know my thoughts on Charity.
Yep. There was a guy like Joe Rogan had on his podcast the other day, actually, that has founded something called like fucking True Altruism or some shit like that. So he lives off $35,000 a year.
Mm.
And anything, he makes a lot on speaking engagements. I think in like, you know, he definitely does way over six figures. And he was talking about, yeah, he just fucking gives it all away. He worked out, Joe, loads of charities do nothing.
They don't do fuck all. It's like...
Most of them got 90% operating costs.
Yeah, no, yeah, 90%.
Plus.
Listen to Immortal Technique, mate. Rich Man's World. Sick tune.
Immortal Technique. Yeah, the fucking... Oh, yeah, charities are a fucking scam. That's like an absolute scam.
Yeah, I do something myself for charity.
Joe,
like, donate my time and, like, you know, actually make a difference.
I'm going to do something for... I'm going to start it for... I wanted to do it last year, but I was too late and my channel's too small. Hopefully, by November this year, it's going to be in a little bit of a better place. So, one of the things I wanted to do is... Because I don't know if you know, a fucking massive percentage of Manchester's homeless, at least, is ex-forces. So, from Remembrance Sunday, I wanted to see if we could do some donations. And I'll donate all the channel earnings, because it's not a huge amount, but I'll do all the channel earnings for November to go and buy homeless packs, because I don't know how much you know. Homeless need, they need toothbrush and toothpaste, and they need socks, and they need bottles of water, and they need baby wipes, and that's it, really. Don't give them money. Give them food, give them drinks. That's the best thing you can do, because there's a massive fucking drug and alcohol problem with people on the streets. That's and a lot of it is just so they can fucking get through the day.
Yeah, just to take you.
I can't go for a shit about going on Twitter. So can you imagine what it's like just sat there, just in your own head all day? No, I can see why they all get twisted. What the fuck else are you going
to
do?
I talk some shit to myself anyway.
So one of the things I want to do is I want to start it on Remembrance Day, and I want to go to Christmas Eve with it to see how many homeless packs.
So fucking cold as well.
How many homeless packs can I buy? And you up for coming giving them out with us? Do that over on Christmas Eve. So we'll do that on Christmas Eve, because that's something I really wanted to do last year. My mum works at a homeless charity that actually does do some fucking good, and that's Mary and Joseph House in Manchester, and they take people off the streets and they give them like a room. It's almost like being on an army camp.
Well, what's that thing? Because like, I don't really go into Manchester that often, but like I've seen recently, there's like billboards saying like Manchester trying to eradicate homelessness.
Oh no, it's Manchester's going to end homelessness. That's a fucking bold claim.
Yeah, that's a big statement. Like, what I've not actually seen what you know anything attached to that of what the actual plan is.
My mum sent me a link about that the other day because I was talking to her about it, because it fucking breaks my heart, man. Janine texted me today as well. She's like, I'm going to end up fucking broke by just giving money to every... She's just like, fucks it. Because obviously we've got a dog.
Fazana does exactly the same thing.
Anyone
like,
who's got a dog...
That's what she was fucking
thinking. Like, anyone who's got a dog...
But like homeless people who are out and about... Like, when she was working in town, there was a guy who was homeless, but he didn't want to beg, so he wanted to do something. So if you're staying at a shelter at night or something, him and his missus, or if he's on his own, I can't remember, but he used to write poems and he used to sell his poems.
There's one opposite the bus station in town that like, write you a poem for a donation.
Yeah, so like, I mean,
fair play.
Yeah, they're trying to do something to elect positive change for themselves, to try and, you know, do something about it. Sad, really, man.
It is. We've all hit fucking, you know, different varying degrees of rough times in our lives, and it's maybe only through good fucking fortune that we've not ended up on the fucking streets somewhere. It's a never-ending cycle, though. Once you end up on the streets, you can't get anything, because you can't get any sort of benefits, because you've not got an address. So you just become like, fucked.
It's just a cycle.
They cut you off, and you think, Colchester says 24-hour charity podcast. I'll do that. That's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah,
we'll do that over a weekend, so we can fucking kip afterwards. Colchester 1000, great idea, mate. So yeah, we'll definitely fucking rock that one. That's a really good idea. But I think I'd go and fucking spend the night out there with them, because it don't fucking bother me sleeping out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, it must be bad, man. Especially put all them spikes on and all that shit as well. It's just to, I don't get it, man.
You can judge a society by how it treats those in need. Ultimately, how we can just fucking ignore the issue that we've got. There shouldn't be anybody living on the streets. I mean, was the workhouse such a fucking bad thing in the Victorian times? I believe that some of the way you ended up there was a bit rum-like, but surely hostels and things where it's just a fucking room and a fucking and a bed and a sleeping bag, you can get throw away shit, put the eating on, you don't need to be fucking wrapping them up.
There is like things now, it's more like basically houses where, you know, you've got a room and the government pays for those rooms, but it's not, there's not enough to house everyone, and it's difficult. And it's
there's a guy in the comments here with a great question. How do people, Graham Daly, I'll get your name. How do people homeless people become unhomeless? I can't think of any other avenue apart from a friend or family member taking you in. I remember, I'll tell you the story of how Mary and Joseph House started, which is where my mum works. So basically, this guy, I think he got left a house, and he was upset at how fucking homeless people couldn't get up for themselves, do you know what I mean? They couldn't fucking pull themselves out of the poverty they was in because they couldn't register for job seekers because they got no address. They can't do this because they got no address. They can't do this because they got no address. So I think what he did is he turned a terrace house, I think it was in Moston. It might have been Newton Heath. It might have been Niles Platt. It was somewhere around North Manchester anyway. And he turned this house, a terrace house, into like five bedrooms essentially, or dorms. Just threw fucking beds in there and he had like a communal bathroom. And he was like, come and stay here, get yourself sorted. You can write this, you can't be in here during the day, but you can sleep here and you can register this as your address for work, for job seekers and all that sort of shit. So he did that and then started fucking moving people on out of homelessness. What a fucking guy that is. Maybe I'll talk to my mum. Maybe I'll get my mum on to talk about it. My mum is such a soft ass though. She literally cries at everything. And unfortunately, the place where she works, they just die on a regular basis because they're coming. They're old guys generally. They've all got Korsakoff's, which is a disease linked to alcoholism and obviously living rough and the poor diet that you get from just being on fucking Skol Super all day long.
Did you see that video of that guy who'd been homeless in Mallorca for 25 years?
Is this the guy that looked like a model after they shaved him?
And he dyed his hair there, put him in an outfit and that. But like 25 years? And there's all these people who are like, oh yeah, do you recognise, blah, blah, blah. But what was you doing to help him?
25 years?
25 years, isn't it?
It's no wonder a lot of them turn to crime and get locked up because they're like, now I've got a fucking meal, I've got a room. It's probably safer in prison, even though it's still grim in prison.
Yeah.
It's probably safer at least.
Well, they put you to work in prison.
But at least you're not on the streets.
But well, that's just like slave labour.
Last week, I mean, it snowed a bit last week, didn't it? Or the week before. There's a shop right near where their place is, and the shop obviously is always chatting to my mum's place because they're not supposed to be going and buying alcohol. A lot of them are on like a two can thing just because a lot of them have got alcohol problems or alcoholic tendencies. So the shop round the corner's like always on the blower to them, like, is this one of yours? Like, and they phoned her up and says, oh, is this one of yours? There's a guy just on the floor fucking passed out. And so my mum goes round, and the guy's like wakes up and he's like, you know what's happening? She goes, are you okay? You know, he wasn't one of hers.
Mm.
She's like, what's happened? And he's like, I'm homeless. And he goes, he didn't have a bag. He's just like in jeans and a fucking jumper, and he was just like kipping on the floor, just in Beswick. And he was like, she's like, I can imagine she's probably fucking crying her eyes out because she's such a soft ass. Like, but she goes, she went back the next day and he was still there, and she's like. Like, she spoke to him the next day. She went, I think she got a butty and a brew and some stuff like that. And she goes, like, how long have you been homeless for? How old are you? He goes, 19. How long have you been homeless for? And he was like, 8 years.
Fucking hell.
What?
8 years.
Mate, Jaden's 10. This is a year older than Jaden and comes on the streets.
Yeah, mad, like... I mean, some people are a lot of people are forced to do it, aren't they?
It's fucking madness. It's the saddest thing ever, man. I can't believe... There's so many fucking empty properties, and the government and the councils waste so much fucking cash on trivial bullshit that you can't just open some places and put some heating on. You don't even have to furnish them. Just make them like prison beds and stuff. Mm. Get them out of the fucking cold. Just give them some running water for drink. Fucking how hard is it? Is it really that fucking difficult?
No. I mean, the amount of food that gets wasted by supermarket, restaurants, everything.
Like, I'm not sure if
Tesco like done a deal recently where all unsold food is going to get given away because, like, obviously the date stamps that are putting on there just for selling, really, a lot of it can go beyond that. I mean, I've eaten fucking bread that's like 3-4 days, you know what I mean? Because you just got to smell it.
I ate a yogurt at 1 o'clock in the morning the day after it had gone off. Oh. I like to live dangerously, lads. Told you I'm wild.
But like, that's just waste. No, you know, you go to homeless places or whatever and give that to people and you make, well, it's, I don't know, it's mad. And I mean, someone, I think it was it the other side said on there, like, oh, how can you tell the difference between who's a scammer? Because there are scammers out there.
Of course there, yeah.
But the thing is, if you're trying to help someone, you're doing it from a place of
goodness. A place of goodness, yeah.
Yeah, goodness in your heart. So if someone's scamming you, then that's on them. If you're, you know, it's you can't tell. Yeah,
look, if we do what I've envisaged doing, I think the packs cost about £6 or £7 each to sort of make up.
Mm.
Like gloves, hats, you know, baby wipes, toothbrush, fucking socks, because, you know, imagine how your fucking feet get minging.
Yeah.
Just fucking fresh.
You know, my feet are fucking minging. Like, proper bad minging.
Double trotters, yeah.
Oh, mate, yeah. Like, when we went away, like, it was my birthday when I was away, and, like, obviously my missus didn't get me a present, twat. So she said, oh, just give you know, for a day, when is on your actual birthday? Just for a bit of a relaxation and that sort of thing. I booked you in a pedicure because your feet are fucked.
Thanks. It's for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, I had to pay for it anyway.
That's what I mean. It's for her. Well,
yeah, it's for her. But yeah, it was, to be fair, it was all right. But yeah, they've gone back fucked again.
Colm in the comments says, how do people become homeless in today's world? That's what I want to know. A lot of them is usually a falling out with family member, falling out with a partner. But that must be such a mad decision. I mean, I got a pretty strong family. You got a pretty strong family. Mm. If anything happened with you and the missus or you lost your house, I know fucking your mum's taking you in, no problem.
Yeah,
but some people have had bad falling outs where they can't.
Some are from abusive families. And,
abuse,
you know,
is,
I mean,
probably a big one as well. Yeah, where
some,
like,
people don't have anyone.
Yeah,
they literally don't have anyone.
Oh, mate, there was a guy that used to live in the room when I was on in the army on camp. There used to be 36 people in our block. And 6 people per wing, and we shared a kitchen, toilets, and shower and stuff like that. But it was like a full size double bedroom. It was all right. The guy that lived next to me, right, in the space of like 4 months, had his entire family die. And I'm not like, oh, mum and dad, right? It was both his grandparents, his mum and his dad, a couple of cousins, and aunt. It was like, it was all unconnected, and it was all like illnesses, a crash. And it was like, it was, but in the space of like 4 fucking months, this poor motherfucker, and he was so broke. Because he was shelling out for funerals.
Yeah.
Funerals ain't cheap. You get fucking slapped for a funeral,
innit? Oh, yeah, fucking hell. It's like
headstones and stuff like that.
£10,000.
And the British Legion ended up fucking stepping in. The squadron and the British Legion ended up stepping in because the guy was fucked, mate. And this was like months before we got to war. And he's dealing with fucking all that shit. And the British Legion stepped in and started paying for some of the funerals and headstones and things like that. I think for his mum, they paid him for stuff like that because he'd gone to the gaffer and gone, like, my whole wages for the last 3 months has just gone on fucking funerals and headstones and burials. Because you have to fuck. You can't just be like, oh, just keep me in the freezer for us until I get some dough. They're like, no, you need to get them buried and you need to fucking pay. And plots aren't cheap.
Yeah, it's
coffins like, ain't cheap. What do you do?
Even like, yeah, basic,
you
basic
can,
shit.
Mate, you can bury me. If I go before you, put me in a fucking bag. I don't want a fucking expensive wooden box, mate. Throw me in a fucking bag. Or wrap me in a Union Jack. I think I get that, being a soldier. British Legion actually pay for that, actually, for me.
For a flag?
Yeah, they pay for my flag now.
That's all right.
So whenever I die, throw me in my flag or throw me in the fucking dirt.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jobs are fucking good. Right, I think we'd probably call that a fucking day. How was that for a fucking bit of a left turn?
Yeah, I don't think we talked about any football.
Fucking job, mission accomplished, lad. any comments that are worth reading out, let's have a look. Why don't we people team up with supermarkets and stay frigging outside after hours and cook all the throwaway food? There's a lot of stuff happens around Christmas because I think obviously it pulls on people's heartstrings thinking of people being alone and stuff like that at Christmas. And I think there's like a lot of soup kitchens and stuff like that.
I mean, there's loads of things out there. You just gotta go and have do it. I mean, everyone's guilty of being too busy, aren't they, of their own lives. You've got, you know, kids, got a job, you've got to look after
your house. I walk past them all the time. I feel bad for it then on the way home. I'm like, fuck.
If I've got any money, I'll always, if I see, because I don't really see, because I don't really go into town, so that is where the majority of it is. Like, when I go to, I mean, just round, well, round our ways, there's no really anyone begging out on the streets.
Yeah,
the only other people that I see is people selling Big Issue. So if they're selling Big Issue, I mean, I'm not really asked about I'm having a Big Issue, because, yeah, I might read it, but I would much rather, well, if I've got change or whatever, or if I've got money, I'll just give them that money and say, look, even if it's not enough, just keep it, don't worry about it. Or if it's enough for it, just, you know, keep it, just sell it again. Because what's like 4 or 5 quid? Do you know what I mean? To me, fuck all.
Spend it on a meal, minute. It's a meal for a month.
Yeah, spend it on bullshit. So, like, I'm not really arsed. It's just, you know, it's not doing masses of things, but.
There was a guy in Oldham when I used to work at Allied, and there was a guy who used to see him all the fucking time. I used to go to Sainsbury's every day. Most of the time.
And he did that. You did go Sainsbury's every day. I met you there a few times, and I used to work in Oldham.
I did it mostly because I hated my job, and I just wanted to be out of the building. And I'd go and sit in my car and eat my dinner. I could have sat at my desk and not ball busted myself. No, I need to get out of this fucking building.
Yeah.
So there used to be a guy at the back entrance or the back exit with a dog, and it had a name shaved into the side of the dog as well. It was really strange, but I was feeling fucking strange one day, and I ended up just fucking sitting down. I bought him a butty and I think one of them chicken skewers, and I think I got him something for the dog. I just fucking sat down and chatted to the guy. Turned out he was forces, so he ended up having a fucking chat about his army career and how he ended up on the fucking streets and stuff like that. And I got in the car and I was fucking devilled, man. I was like, could have been me.
Yeah, it's mad that it's just like one thing that's fucks up and things don't align. And it goes.
Fuck it. Anyway, thank you everybody for joining in. We will fill you in on Reddit maybe a little bit more about what we're planning on doing with the Patreon. Definitely going to do something for charity around, for me, Remembrance, but we'll build it up to do something for Christmas Eve. When do you reckon we should do the 24-hour thing? Because if we're going to do a donation, you want it ahead of, you want it with enough time for us to go and get the packs in. Do we do that first week of December, maybe? Well,
there's loads of stuff, like, you know, if you've got any shit, like, this guy at my work, he goes to, I didn't even know. He goes to Iraq. He helps out with an orphanage in Iraq. So it takes like kids' toys, clothes, whatever, nappies and shit. So see, I've got loads of toys, loads of kids' clothes that she goes out of, and anything else he needs, like, I just slide it over to him.
Yeah, we'll figure it all out. But I really like that idea. I can't remember the guy that mentioned it, but it was a fucking class idea. 24-hour podcast. It's not hard, is it? We're sitting here talking shit, and we're going to make someone a little bit more comfortable at a fucking horrible time of the year with the weather and everything else. So, lads and lasses, if there's any in here, there's not many, but I think there's probably a couple. Thank you guys for joining us. We will hit that Patreon thing up, because there is definitely things that we want to do, and it clearly... There's a bit of a desire from you guys to do that as well, so we'll try and sort that shit up, and that'll do us. So thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
Laters.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.